Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. As we think about getting physically fit for 2015, let's not forget about getting our skin in shape as well. We don't want to feel older than we are, and we most definitely don't want to look older either. But there are so many skin product lines on the market. How do we determine which ones are best for us? Last week's guests, Nan Brown and Lil Bogdan, RNs and authors of the book, Nurse Your Skin to Health, gave us valuable information about skincare and shared their journey to forming their own skincare company, Lathene. We're going to continue our conversation with them today, and they've got a very nice giveaway, so you'll want to stay tuned. Now let's talk about some upcoming events. Do you have a 2015 goal to grow your small business and you want to use Facebook but aren't sure how? Join the Modern Connection CEO, Ashley Caldwell, this Wednesday, January 28th, 11:30 a.m., for an interactive workshop on creating targeted ad campaigns on Facebook. You'll leave knowing how to drive sales and traffic for your business. Facebook ads are the most targeted and cheapest forms of online advertising out there. The price is only $15, and it takes place at the Charleston County Government Center, which is on Bridgeview Drive in North Charleston. Just go to c4w.org, which is a center for women. Again, that's c4w.org. And for your boating enthusiasts, it's still time to go to the Charleston Boat Show. The biggest boat show and sale in the Lowcountry is going on right now at the Charleston Area Convention Center, with hundreds of boats from the area's top retailers on display. The Charleston Boat Show has demonstrations, kids' activities, and entertainment that make this a maritime event for the entire family. Plus, the parking is free. Admission is only $8 for adults. Just go to charlestonboatshow.com. And if you enjoy boating but are more about kayaking, then you need to take the kayak trip planning class. Learn to plan kayak day trips in the Lowcountry. Topics include chart and map, tides and currents, and there's online resources for trip planning, including wind and weather considerations. This important informative class is 6:30 p.m., February 5th. It's free, so it's going to fill up fast. Just call 225-7969. Again, that's 225-7969, and you'll also learn about the Charleston Kayak Meetup Group. And February's Oyster Month, so eat all you can and support the bands of Wando. The first Shells and Scales fundraiser is Saturday, February 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Awandaw Green Seaweed Outpost. Admission is only $5 in advance. Awandaw Green is a major sponsor, so there's going to be some fun local bands, and the food is going to be fabulous. You can purchase all-you-can-eat oysters, food from Rusty Rudder, The Roost, and plenty of local beers from Tradesman Brewing Company, and you'll support the bands of Wando. Just go to wandobands.org. And after eating some oysters and enjoying some libations, you might be ready for some exercise. I encourage you to check out all the great fitness activities at the Charleston County Parks and Recs areas around Charleston County. One of them is Run Walk Your Way to a 10K. I definitely like the walk part. There are various clinics at various times, dates, and parks around Charleston County. Again, just go to ccprc.com. ccprc.com for info. And after we have our break, we're going to continue our conversation about skincare and health with Nan Brown and Lil Bogdan, owners of Lathene and co-authors of the book, Nurse Your Skin to Health. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, we have again today as our guest, Nan Brown and Lil Bogdan, they're both RNs, and they're skincare experts having formed their own skincare company, Lathene. And they've written a book about this journey called Nurse Your Skin to Health, Two RNs' Journey into Beauty, Business, and Beyond. Welcome back, Nan.
We're glad to be back.
And thank Lil.
You. Thank yes. you. Glad to be back.
Thank you for taking the time to come back and visit us again.
It's our pleasure.
Well, briefly, last week, and of course our listeners can find it on letstalkboomers.com, we talked about your book and the importance of, your journey into forming a skincare company with the goal of healing from within, you know, nutrition and maintaining within, within our bodies, making sure that we're healthy on the inside, and then translating that also to our skin and using products that don't have unpronounceable names in them that might be used, for example, you know, also to clean our floors.
That's right.
And the importance of using natural skincare products, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So let's talk about today then the difference between, or let's talk about then all the surgical and medical procedures out there to help us look younger. Say they can help us look younger. Facelifts, Botox, et cetera. What do you think about those?
Well, our stance on that is that the important thing is that you have healthy skin and you're using the right ingredients, the right products that are going to make that happen. And then if you feel like you want to have extra things done, that's sort of up to you. It's amazing what is in skincare right now in this market that can really help without medical procedures. For instance, antioxidants are phenomenal with getting rid of lines and wrinkles, helping soften sun damage. That's one of the big discoveries that has been recent that is an absolute must with aging skin. What happens is when you begin to age, you get free radical damage greater in your body, also from pollution, also from the sun. There are more free radicals that go through your body, and you get more free radicals damage because you don't have as many antioxidants to basically eat up those free radicals. So that's why you need to have berries, fruits, cherries, green vegetables inside your body that can fight the free radical damage. Why do you want to fight free radical damage? That's what causes lines and wrinkles.
Okay, so so really it's a more natural approach.
Yes.
May not be such a quick fix, right?
No, but it's something that if you use consistently, you'll see a big difference, and you definitely want it in your skincare.
Okay. And we hear a lot about collagen, elasticity. How do we boost that? And what exactly is that?
Well, the collagen and the elastin are the structure beneath your skin.
Okay.
And those elements form the firmness of your skin. And how you can boost that is the antioxidants topically applied, combined with massage, will help to stimulate or boost that collagen and the elastin so that it is less likely to break down. In other words, it gives it more fortification.
So is that, when you say massage, you don't mean for us to go out and get a massage every day. No.
What I mean by, we encourage the use of very gentle massage on the face, because by stimulating that, you're actually stimulating blood flow. When you stimulate blood flow, you bring nutrients to the surface.
Okay, so that's why, because I love your skincare products and I use them. So that's why with the cleanser, I'm using my fingers and not a cotton ball, right?
Exactly. also why we encourage the use of your fingers instead of a cotton ball or washcloth is that your fingers will tell you very quickly when you feel something irregular on the skin. Because one of the things, especially here in the Low Country and everywhere, we want to be examining our skins for any sign of changes, any things that are darkened or irregular. So it also, you're doing a little self-analysis all the time.
I had never thought about that. Yes. That's a great little benefit.
Sure.
So we live in the Low Country. It's humid. We can still face the challenge of dry skin, though, particularly in the winter. So what are some of the challenges we face with weather? Is that where larger pores come from, or what can we do about some of these challenges?
Well, certainly hydration is critical for your skin to look healthy. you want it to be more plump looking, and mm-hmm, it needs to be mm-hmm. hydrated. The drier your skin, the more wrinkly it's going to look, of course.
And we hear that all the time. This will help plump up your skin.
Yes. Well, one of the things is basic hydration.
Okay.
So you need a really good moisturizer, and you want something that really tackles that hydration. Another thing is watching the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you do need a sunblock. People hear that all the time, but we say that you should use it in rainy weather, that you should use it in cloudy weather, and you should put it on first thing in the morning under your makeup. Another thing is to remember that by putting a sunblock on at 6 or 7 in the morning doesn't mean you're protected all day.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you should go and put it back on if you're going back at noon or so out to lunch. You need to tap it on again so you
okay.
protect your skin from the sun. That also helps with lines and wrinkles.
One other thing about dryness that I want to interject here is that environmental dryness is something we forget about. And in the low country here, we're used to being outside all the way up till November. And then all of a sudden it starts getting cool and we go inside, and that dry air produces an effect on the skin. And a lot of people forget about that, that we're used to more humidity from our environment. And then all of a sudden we're indoors more around that dry atmosphere, especially if we travel. Airplanes are known for,
right. mm-hmm.
particularly for being very dry. So be mindful of that we encourage that people sometimes even apply a little bit of their moisturizer during the day to boost their skin because of the fact that they are in a very dry atmosphere, particularly medical people. We work with a lot of nurses and doctors, and those hospitals are very dry atmosphere.
So remember the sunscreen, because after all, we still get sun in our cars, right?
Yes.
So, and the moisturizer, not just your hands. You know, we ladies, we put our lotion in our purse, but remember your face.
You remember your face.
Twice a day.
Twice
mm-hmm.
a day. Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell me about your Keep It Simple philosophy.
Well, I'll expand the twice a day.
Okay.
Because a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at night makes a huge difference. And again, you want to have a cleanser that is a non-detergent cleanser, because that can strip your skin, mm-hmm. cause more dryness, and actually can cause more oil to rebound in your pores and your T-zone. So you want to have a non-detergent cleanser twice a day. We recommend that you have the antioxidant serum, second step, twice a day.
Okay.
And then third, you put that moisturizer on. You put it on your face. And then we highly recommend an eye cream around the eyes, which is giving a little more moisture around the orbital area.
Does the eye cream help? Because it's a common problem we all talk about, those dark circles under our eyes. What can we do about those?
Yes. Well, in our eye cream, we do have chamomile in there that helps with that. And you really get dryness and dark circles a lot from unhealthy skin. People don't realize that the dark circles that they see is from unhealthy skin as well.
Hmm.
So if you have healthier skin, it will soften that. Some of that is genetic. You're not going to get it gone all the mm-hmm. way. But it will help tremendously in softening the dark circles by putting the right products on. Again, that would be natural, nutritive, something that the skin recognizes. And also to avoid the chemicals around that area. Combination of the two makes a huge difference in having healthy skin.
And
less dark circles.
And you haven't forgotten the men in our lives either.
Yes.
Tell us about the skincare line for men.
Well, in our skincare line, there's the one line. And because we have a lot of women and a lot of baby boomer women,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking really good, their husbands start to want their products. So we have been in, we've sponsored some golf tournaments and things where the men have used the products because they are more aware now of the use of sun protection and the use of good skincare. So for our males out there, they use a simple cleanser, an eye repair, and a scrub. They're the top three products that men will use for protecting and safeguarding their skin. We also have men who can't use regular shaving products, so they will use our cleanser to shave with because it's very calming to the skin, especially if they're prone to the razor bumps.
Ah, very good. I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your Keep It Simple philosophy also extends to your website, which is great, by the way.
Thank you.
I love the way I can first click on a concern And then you provide some product advice, right?
Absolutely. For each concern, we have product advice. So we tell you what the product should be and how to use the products and how often to use the products.
Okay. So, and yes. It goes everywhere from pregnancy to menopause to skin discoloration, mm-hmm. cancer,
yes. mm-hmm.
scarring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. It was very, very good. You've also received some great press. Tell us, the listeners, about that. You've been recognized in Glamour, Self, Women's Wear Daily, but you've also been featured in more medical-based mediums, haven't you?
We've been featured. We were the cover of the magazine for a nursing magazine. We've been in Nurse Traveler. We've been in a couple other medical journals. But I would say the press that was most precious to us was the press we received, and it went national. It actually went all international, went to Dubai.
Wow.
When we healed the bus mechanic's hands in the state of South Carolina, they were in a crisis because men are not allowed to hold the tools when their hands become cracked and bleeding. And in Florence, South Carolina, they actually had to have buses not run for schools because the mechanics could not fix them. So they called everywhere and they said, what about those nurses in Mount Pleasant? Do they have creams? So we put them on a protocol with our hand cream, and they had to sleep with our hand cream covered with a special ointment and sleep in athletic socks on their hands. And we had them all back to work in 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that press went everywhere. And we are most proud of that we really helped someone who the careers were being altered by the pain in these gentlemen's hands.
And really that, speaks volumes about your commitment and your strong belief in the importance of our skin and healing it from within. And really what you went through, Nan, we talked a little bit about it last week, but that's what started you ladies on this journey. Back when you were together at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, was Nan, you did have some skin issues,
yes.
and you started looking into what can we do to help fix your skin problems.
Yes, and the skin is really a healing machine. That's why people have surgery. They can be cut, and then you know that it's going to be healed. That's
mm-hmm.
why if you have a cut on your arm, if you put something in there that the skin likes and recognizes, which would be nutrients, vitamins, minerals, proteins, fatty acids, anything that's nutritive, nutrition, it's going to thrive. If you put something in there the skin doesn't like, which we would say would be similar to standard chemicals that are in skincare, which are more irritants, the body tries to get rid of it.
Hmm.
So you're thinking in terms of working with the body, working in harmony with the body, and that's what the naturals do. The closer you are to the naturals, the plant nutrients, which have the live, living elements in them, just like your body is, the faster that your body is going to heal and thrive. And that's why if you do that for your skin, you're going to see a tremendous difference in the health of your skin.
So really, when we put products on our skin that have all the different chemicals, we're defeating the purpose. The skin's just like, I don't want that. What are you doing?
Yes.
Well, ladies, I appreciate your time again today. And first, I want to let our listeners know once again that you have a wonderful little giveaway. You're giving away a signed copy of your book, Nurse Your Skin to Health. Listeners, this is really more than just about forming a skincare company. It's a book that I encourage all of us to read because it does sort of make you think about, okay, what do I want to do as I go through life and what am I passionate about, and keeping it about what I want to do, not necessarily what other people want me to do. And so they're giving away a copy of the book as well as a trial kit of 3 products. And what are those products again?
We're giving away our anti-aging cleanser. It's a cleanser, toner, and eye makeup remover, a deluxe sample of it. And then a deluxe sample of our anti-aging repair serum and our moisturizer.
Very nice. And it goes, both this package of gifts, the book and the trial kit, go to the first two callers. The first two callers will get both. And you just need to call 881-7673. Again, that number is 881-7673, and you can learn all about the wonderful products and services and get some great education on skincare at Lathene's website, which is lathene.com, lathene.com. Thank you again, Nan and Lil, for being here today.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Fellow Boomers, I'm here with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, last week we talked about the five critical questions you need to ask any financial salesperson, beginning with, have they adequately reviewed my personal financial situation to make sure this is the best recommendation for me? What's another question we need to ask?
This question would be our second question on our list of five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson, Rebecca. And it would be, how will your plan affect my tax return each year, and what future tax issues may arise? Now, financial professionals by law are required not to give legal or tax advice. Okay, you need to seek counsel of a CPA or an attorney to give both of those types of advice. But when it comes to tax advice, you seek counsel from your CPA. However, many financial advisors that work with clients and understand their situation by reviewing their tax return and looking at different areas where perhaps they're paying more in taxes than they should by product positioning or planning, financial planning, can make a recommendation that the client talk with their CPA about specifics that have been uncovered. So it is important to answer this question, though, when you ask your financial salesperson, how will this plan affect my tax return each year with the decisions that we're making right now as to product placement inside of that plan?
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And listeners, you can find Rick with more wonderful financial advice right here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 94.3 WSC with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. And you can find Rick at his website, cfpgroup.biz, or call Rick at 735-5065. Fellow Boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I've taken this course myself and highly recommend it. Just go to allcarelivingservices.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register, or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus Realtor, Senior Real Estate Specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomer show next Saturday, 11 a.m., only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.